What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media all over the place, y'all. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, wherever, to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's video is going to be about consistent change behavior. So many people asking me, like, how do you know if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person that's really committed to change? So first of all, if you're dealing with a real life, true to the game narcissist, they're not going to change, point blank, period. I haven't changed. I keep telling people that. Put into your mind, so like, hey, I just found a new way to manipulate myself into doing good things. But if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, consistent changed behavior is the only acceptable apology. I don't care what they say. Y'all focus so much on the damn words that you ignore what they're actually doing. Actions mean way more than words. Actions carry way more weight than words do. So consistently changing and altering your behavior is the only acceptable apology. Y'all would just be accepting blanket apologies. When somebody says, "I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry I put you through all of that. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry I hurt you." Those are not apologies, y'all. Those are just words. Apologies contain behavior alterations. Contain, you know, a complete admission of guilt. "I'm sorry for everything" means nothing. Those words don't mean anything, y'all. Think about it. If they break your damn leg and they say, "I'm sorry for everything," does that make your leg feel better? Does that put your mind at ease that they're really sorry? They can't even acknowledge what they did. They just say, "I'm sorry for hurting you. I'm sorry for everything." Apologies, real life apologies, come with consistent change behavior and accountability. But one of the main questions I kept seeing on my comment section is like, "But Lee, your wife stayed with you. What about you?" So y'all, yes, I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I've been married for 6.5 years. This will be year 7 right here, y'all. We've been together for over a decade. So, over this decade, y'all, of my personal life with my wife, before she was my wife, I've always set goals for myself, big extravagant goals, you know, delusions of grandeur, some of you might say. But I've always hit those goals. I have a consistent pattern of following through with big goals that I set. "Hey, baby, I'm gonna go back to school. I know I'm 29 years old. I'm gonna go back. What was I, 29? I was 27. I was like, I know I'm 27 years old. I know we got, you know, I got all this stuff going on, but I'm gonna go back to school and get my degree while I'm simultaneously working a full-time first shift job. I went back to A&T, grinded. While working first, I used to get off of work, y'all, and have to run. Look, my job was production based, so I had to run through work, get done with work, take a quick shower, then drive across town to school, get there on time, tired as hell, all the while raising the kid, all the while trying to be a husband, buying houses and stuff like that. I'm telling you, I did that. So I got a degree. Every time I set my mind to a goal, I've actually achieved it. Do I lie? Yeah, I've been lying. I'm a liar. I've been lying. I lie. I couldn't help it. Sometimes I lie for no reason. That's what I do. You know, that's what I did. I still do it now, but it's under control now. I can control it, but more. But I've always had a pattern of hitting goals myself. I follow through with the stuff I say I'm going to do for myself. I know it sounds egotistical, but I say I'm going to do something for myself, I do it. So when she called me a narcissist so many years ago, back in 2017, and I say, "Look," and I found out about, I'm like, "Damn, I am a narcissist. Shit, I'm gonna go to therapy and work on it. I'm going to go to therapy and be the best narcissist I can be. I'm going to get better and work on myself, regardless of whether you're here or not." So she believed that. Because why? Because she had a pattern of me doing the same thing already. I'm going to do it for me, not for you, for me. Because I do it for her, I'll fail her. If I do it for me, I can't fail myself because I'm trying. I'm doing it for me. Consistent change behavior. They go to therapy for themselves, not for you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You can't force them to go to therapy. You go to therapy or I'll leave. That's not them wanting to go to therapy or make any kind of consistent changes. That's them doing it to get you to shut the hell up. That's them doing it to, so they can say they done it, so you can't say anything else about it. You understand that? They don't mean they want to change. They mean they just want to shut you up and things like that. That's 100% what they want to do. So if you're in a situation like that, when you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, whatever, understand that if they go to therapy, they have to want to do it for themselves. That's the consistent change behavior right there. That's part one. How do I know that they're real, they're serious about changing? Take the relationship off the table. That's how you know. I know, but what if I take the relationship off the table, what if they find somebody else? There was the intent. The intent wasn't to work on themselves to try to get better. The intent was to go find somebody else. That means they wasn't for you. I know that's hard for a lot of people to hear, but they were not for you. What if they could, that means that they didn't want to wait around and work on themselves. They wanted to find somebody else so they don't have to work as hard. That's why narcissists replace a lot of people, because they can find other people who don't know who they really are. They can find a new supply who is like, you know, ignorant to their behaviors. Clean slate. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence because nobody has touched this grass. Nobody has cut it. Nobody has trimmed it. Nobody has devalued this grass. So, yes, the grass is going to be greener because the grass hasn't been devalued and treated terribly. So, yeah, they'll leave you. Rather than go to therapy, they'll leave you. But I don't want, well, I miss out on the love of my life. Is this the love of your life? Is it? Somebody you got to force to go to therapy? That's the love of your life. Come on now. What the hell? Somebody you got to force to go to therapy. That's the love of your life. Yeah. Sure. You know, I talked to a girl recently, y'all. I keep harping back on this girl because she got on my nerves. But she pretty much gave up her life and her kids' lives to go back to a toxic, abusive-ass man. And I was like, wow. I just ended up blocking her on Facebook and everything, y'all, because I just, you know, I don't like to see people deteriorate in their lives and things like that. I was just like, wow, you went back to this person? Yikes. I understand the trauma bond, but when I get the real-life stuff, I deal with you in real life, I meet you in real life, that's wasting my emotional energy. I'm like, okay, bloop. But back to the topic at hand. Consistent change behavior. So if you ask, you have to ask yourself, has this person that you're dealing with, have they done anything else to show you that they have the possibility of changes? Have they followed through with anything? Because most narcissistic people are pathological liars. They're compulsive liars. They just lie on impulse. Well, blah, blah, blah. They breathe and lie. Lie. Breathe in. Breathe out a lie. Lie. In. Out. Lie. It's, they breathe out lies. Y'all be eating them up like a damn Sunday stew after church. Come on now. Stop believing all this mess. Like, consistent change behavior. How do I know that they're changing? How do you feel? So even if this person goes to therapy, does that make up for the stuff that they put you through? Does that make up for the stuff that they've done to you? They want to give you access to your phone and things like that. Hey, come back to me. I'll give you access to all my phone. I know I've been cheating on my phone and all these apps. I'll give you all my passwords and things like that. They'll do that, y'all. They'll offer you the world up front. And that's what you want, right? But imagine you having to watch a man or a woman consistently, having to go through their phone. Like you're dealing with a damn teenager. Hey, you just got home from work. Let me see your phone. Oh, all your text messages have been deleted. Thanks. All the apps. They can leave to go to work, download Tinder, go clap some cheeks and delete Tinder. You'll never know. Y'all, that's the person y'all be wanting. You trauma bonded to. What type of life are you accepting? That's why I like doing my skits, because I want my skits show you what y'all are tolerating. I want you to see what you're actually dealing with in real life. I want you to see what you're actually dealing with and who you're actually dealing with in real life.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
People are not worth your time, effort, energy, and love, but you want to give it to them anyway, because you're trauma bonded, because you're addicted to these people. For what? What gain? Yeah, they got some money. Yeah, they might look good, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel, though? How do you feel? How do you truly feel? I've seen some women here recently taking their power back and things like that. I see it. You know, I got people on my Facebook that I see taking their power back. I don't know if they've been dealing with narcissists, but I saw, I ain't gonna say no names, but I saw a beautiful young woman post a photo by herself. I'm like, that relationship must have been over. I saw looking. Yep. But take her power back. She deserved it. You deserve better. If you know who I'm talking about, if you know who you are, you deserve better. I've been watching you. But anyways, y'all. So, yeah, to consistent change behavior is the only acceptable apology. How are you feeling? If they go to therapy, how are you feeling? Do you feel different? Can you voice your opinion? Can you say anything different? Can you come out and, you know, do your feelings matter now? If the answer to that question is no, then what are you still doing here? Your feelings don't matter. You don't matter. What are you still doing here? What's going on in your mind right now? What's going on? Think about it. If your feelings don't matter, then you don't matter. If they are still not taking accountability, if they're still argumentative, if they're still, you know, I'm in therapy, get off my damn back. If they're still saying stuff like that, are they really making changes? Or are they doing stuff just to, you know, just to shut you the hell up, just so you get off their back, just so you leave them alone? Consistent change behavior takes time. How much time do you have to see if this person is really putting the time, effort, energy into changing their behaviors? And I know some people are just like, but they aren't diagnosed. I got a message today on my Instagram. They aren't diagnosed as a narcissist. I just don't want to be wrong. Yo, who gives a damn about them being diagnosed as a narcissist or not? Are they going to change their behaviors? No. Okay. Are they going to be accountable for anything that they've done for you? No. Okay. Are they willing to listen to you and apologize sincerely for the things that they've actually done? Consistent behaviors, you know, consistent change behaviors. No. Okay. Are they willing to get better? No. Okay. Do you feel any better? No. Okay. You answering your own question. You're not diagnosing them as a narcissist. You're literally describing their behaviors, a pattern of behaviors that they're not willing to alter. So you have to understand that if you stay in a relationship like this, this is your life right here. This is what you have to deal with for the rest of your life right here. This is it. There's no change in them. There's no change. The only thing you can change is you. And somebody in my comment section is like, so when you say that we have to accept them for who they are you saying we have to accept the abuse? I'm not saying you have to accept anything. I'm saying that you have to accept if they're abusing you and they're not going to stop and you can't stop them, what you allow is what will continue. You have to stop and you have to step in and do that. Make changes for yourself. I know everybody can't leave. So the best thing you can do is work on yourself and not give them the reaction that they're looking for. You know, don't depend on them for validation and love, care, and affection, because they're not going to give it to you. And if they give it to you, it's just going to be a little bit just to hold you over. You know what I mean? An appetizer for the dinner come. You know, the dinner never comes. Those Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits. All you're getting is a couple biscuits. You're not getting dinner, y'all. Dinner's not going to come. But y'all, let me hop off this thing, y'all. Got a couple one-on-ones here in a little bit. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me. Y'all know I got love for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. Thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.